You ever watch the guys that are in the rock and roll bands standing in front of those speakers night after night after night having their ears assaulted? We're all aware of what that's like after just being at a concert one night and you leave and you got that ringing in your ears and it tells you that your ears have just been assaulted by the incredible power of the music coming at you. I have little doubt that at some point in time I'm going to need a hearing aid, particularly in my left ear. I wear one headphone on my left ear. That's how I take all my sound cues, and O'Hara chats at me and tells me what I need to be doing, and I hear the music and so on and so forth. And I have it turned up pretty loud, and I'm sure someday I'm going to be going to the hearing aid store and getting myself a hearing aid. Who's to know what they're going to be like come that time? I'm not too sure. But I thought it would be interesting to touch bases with Frank Skupski, who is the general manager of Beltone Canada, and they are certainly one of the leading researchers. They've been in the business of building hearing aids for people for a very long time. Frank, good morning.
Well, good morning, Phil.
So 10 years from now, I'm going to need a hearing aid. Are you going to be able to tell me now what that hearing aid is going to look like, how it's going to work, how it's going to function? Do you research out that far?
We do research out that far. I mean, I've been in this business for a long time, and over 20 years now, and I really can't believe how far hearing instruments have come from being these big clunky devices that were all analog technology to fully digital to now devices that can, you know, easily connect to accessories to help you watch TV, talk on the telephone. 10 years from now, you know, we see full integration with personal communication devices controlling many things, you know, monitoring your blood pressure, you know, monitoring your cholesterol, and also helping with your hearing.
You know, it's funny when you talk about those big clunky things. I still remember an uncle who had this sort of pack, looked like a very large, very thick iPhone hanging down on the middle of his chest, and you sort of spoke into that, and somehow it got the words you were speaking to his ears. But he always used to, and we've seen the cartoons about it, anytime he didn't want to hear Grandma, he just turned it off.
Right.
Is that why we focus and we concentrate so much now on making hearing aids almost invisible, that it's those sort of old images that somehow were the source of bad jokes, butt jokes? Is that why we try to make them smaller and smaller and smaller and hide them?
Yeah, we find that, you know, 10% of the entire population has some sort of a hearing loss, but only 20% of people actually do something about it. And one of the biggest reasons why people decide not to go and pursue, you know, hearing health care is because of the stigma that's associated with it. Let's face it, you know, the average age of a person that buys a hearing aid is around 70 years old. So it is a sign that you're getting older, and it's just something that people just don't want to admit.
But I'm happy to happy. No, that doesn't say it right. I'm okay with admitting that my eyes are failing because I advertise to the world that my eyes are failing. I wear glasses on the end of my nose. And I'm sure later on, if I need a walker or a wheelchair, I won't mind taking my wheelchair with me or trundling my walker or using a cane, which effectively tells the world that I'm not quite so steady on my pins kind of thing. But we don't seem to have that same public display or a public willingness to admit hearing challenges. What is it about our hearing that is sacred, I guess, or that's in a different category?
Well, number one, I think that the sense of hearing in general is rather neglected all around the world. We go to the doctor, we get our blood pressure checked, our cholesterol. If we've got aches and pains, we tell our primary care provider there's something wrong. But, you know, when we hit a certain age, you know, annual hearing testing is something that just does not happen in Canada or the United States. And really, when you hit those, you know, that sort of plateau in age, say over 55, or if you've been exposed to loud music, or, you know, you have a certain occupation, you know, that, you know, can expose you to noise, you really got to start thinking about getting your hearing checked. And unfortunately, it's just not part of an annual physical.
Yeah, no kidding. So then these kids, and I say these kids, but it's not just kids, but these earbuds with their incredibly powerful, intense sound coming out of these little tiny things that our teens and other people are shoving in their ears. This is the best thing that ever happened to your industry. It guarantees you a lifetime of customers coming at you saying, I can't hear anymore.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, there are guidelines, you know, in terms of how loud some of these devices can be. In fact, some countries like France, for instance, you know, if you buy a personal listening device like an iPod, they actually have a governor built in there, so it cannot exceed a certain output level just to protect people's hearing. But really, you know, hearing is a sense that just tends to deteriorate as we get older. And with the aging population is, you know, that we see across the world, that's probably the most attractive group to the people in our industry, that, you know, the number of people over the age of 65 is just, it's the fastest growing demographic in Canada today.
Yeah, no kidding. Frank Skupski is the general manager for Belltone Canada. A couple of moments talking about hearing aids and the evolution of where this is all going. I got about 90 seconds to play with here. If I heard you in a couple of statements ago, you're really saying, folks, if you're going in for your annual checkup, you get your eyes tested, you get your reflexes tested, do not ignore your hearing. Make sure that you also include that as part of your annual checkup.
Absolutely, absolutely, because, you know, the early signs of hearing loss is you start missing some words, you can't, you know, participate in conversations, especially when you're in a group or at a, you know, social setting. And then what tends to happen with people is they just tend to pull back and don't participate. And that's not something that we want to do.
All right, well, Belltone is the name to remember, obviously, for you. Do I look for a Belltone store, or do I look for a hearing aid store that specializes in stocking your product?
Yeah, basically go on our website, www.belltone.com. We have clinics all across North America, and in there you'll find more information about this new hearing instrument that we have, our made-for-iPhone Belltone First Hearing Aid.
Well, for those of us that use iPhones, and for those of us that are looking for an assistant, for those of you that have hearing challenges, check out and go online and look for Belltone. Made for iPhone hearing aids, giving direct streaming of sound out of your iPhone, out of your iPad, out of your iTouch. It's the latest advance in hearing technology.